Falcons fans, welcome back to a very, very special edition of the FalconCast podcast. Here as we are in the middle of preparations for the NFC Championship game at the Georgia Dome. Boy, that feels good to say. And Falcons will be hosting San Francisco 49ers, 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon at the Georgia Dome. And we're going to be talking a little bit about it. And we're going to welcome back Daniel Cox, who was under the weather last week and couldn't join us.
It's good to be back, Jay.
It's good to have you back.
You know, it broke my heart not to be here last week.
Yeah, we did all right without you.
Yeah, you did. You guys did a great job. And special thanks to Matt Moore, the Atlanta Falcons, Matt Moore, not the quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
For filling in. Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel's back. And as always, AJ the intern.
Hello, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get into this big matchup. The Falcons coming off the 30-28 win over Seattle in the divisional round. And that also feels good to say.
That was way more than just a win.
You're right. I mean, that was. I don't even know where to start with that one.
Is that a top five moment in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to say.
Just
I
mean, from,
I,
see, yeah,
now, you got to remember, I don't do a lot of things. Okay? I lead a very boring life outside.
Graduated from college. That's,
yeah.
You know, a couple of times, in fact.
Yeah, twice. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be top five. Yeah. I think if I had led a more exciting life to this point, probably would still be up there.
Yeah.
But I think by default, it automatically ends up there for me.
Yeah. It's... been trying to put words to that whole experience since last week.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's not easy to do.
This is a podcast. We're gonna have to do that. But
yeah, I know. It's too bad we can't draw pictures.
Yeah. Like that. It's just I don't know. We can talk about it in a little bit. But yeah, I mean it's unforgettable. I mean it's a moment. Yeah. I feel like a new generation of Falcons fans were born.
Probably
on Sunday because of that game.
Yep. We got room on the bandwagon for him. We got room.
And I can honestly say that's the first time I had ever died twice and came back to life during the game. I had about three heart attacks.
Did you really?
About three.
Chewing up that aspirin and everything.
Yeah, I did.
It was one of those unforgettable moments, and I think – you know, the where this kind of ranks in Falcons history will, of course, be kind of determined this weekend and kind of determined down the road. And, you know, maybe 5-10 years you look back and you're like, hey, you remember 2012? That was a special year. And it has been.
Yeah.
And I know I will definitely remember it.
Absolutely.
As a special year. And I know that a lot of people out there will also remember it that way, too. I mean, this is history. You're in the middle of history now.
Absolutely. And that's how I look at it. I think you're right. I think people will look back and say, oh, I remember where I was when, you know, when Matt Bryant kicked that field goal or when, you know, Tony caught that second pass or when Harry caught the first one.
Let's set the scene for folks where we were. Okay. I've seen all these really great videos on YouTube that people have been tweeting out of, like, their cell phone videos from that kick. And it's awesome to see that. And I wish... I don't wish because it would be, you know, you don't want it.
Right.
But if you could have seen us.
Oh, man.
Because we're in the press box, okay? And in the press box, you are not allowed to cheer.
Yes.
All right? And that's very hard for us. Like, Daniel and I, we don't go to the game and just, you know, with tickets and watch the game.
Yeah.
Like, we do game day is our busiest day of the week.
Oh, man. It's the hardest work day of the week, but it's also the most thrilling.
It's the reason you work the other 6 days of the week.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you're up in the press box. You're not allowed to cheer. You get to the point where it's like, it's what is it, 27-21, and you're kind of feeling like, oh, boy, you know. And then Seattle scores, and you're just like sitting there, and you're thinking like – I didn't lose faith, but it was just
it was
hard pill to swallow.
It's just like Tony Gonzalez said. It's like, oh no, here we go again.
Here we go again. Yeah,
man,
and it felt that way. And so you know, you get to the point where you've got a couple of okay, so you got the pass to Harry Douglas,
right.
And keep in mind that in our row in the press box, it's all Falcons personnel. It's our PR department. It's us. It's some of our executives and then some of our scouts, mm-hmm. all in the same row,
yeah,
together.
And asking that group not to cheer eventually it's is hard. It's hard. Like it's an impossible dream.
But I was to the point where so he kicked the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And he missed. I thought he made it. Because I tweeted out. I said, Pete Carroll calls timeout. Bryant kicks it anyway, and he makes it.
Yeah.
Because I thought he did.
It looked like he made it. Absolutely.
From me. Then, you know, he calls a timeout and everything, and then people are tweeting me, oh, he missed it. He missed it. I'm like, okay. Well, I couldn't watch the second one. So I turned, and I'm just looking at our scouts, who are all standing up in the middle of the press box. And I just remember going off of their reaction.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. We did a lot of hugging.
Yes.
A lot of
there
hugging.
There were so many hugs.
Hugging and all that kind of stuff. So,
Nothing beats what I saw.
We're going to need you to step up to the microphone, though, son.
Man. So, I had the lovely task of shooting the reactions of the game. And so, I was in, section 110 or 105. I was in the corner, right where the players come out the tunnel. So, I go all the way down to the bottom. You know, everybody was depressed about it. There's one guy in his black shirt. He was like, we have to believe. I have seen stranger things happen. So everybody, they calmed down. That first drive with Harry Douglas, everybody, they stood up. They was ready. Then the second one to Tony Gonzalez, by this time, it's going bananas. Like, we got it. We got it. And then so the guy in the black shirt, I don't know his name. I should have got his name. He was like, watch this. Kick the field goal, game over. So Matt Bryant comes out. He goes up, as Jay said, first kick. We all saw it. It missed. The second kick come up. It goes through. Next thing I know, people started jumping up and down. One guy took his shirt off in a matter of 0.2 seconds. I mean, I don't know how he got his shirt off that quick. And then I look up. I mean, it was just like mass hysteria from the second level, third level. People was jumping. I felt the little stare that I was on. It started shaking. I'm like, this has got to be the craziest thing I had ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and I think just us all sharing our stories about it just goes to show how important of a moment it was.
Absolutely.
To all of us. And I imagine that it's the same for any of you who are either at the game or watching from a bar.
Yeah.
Or
so many people have told me that's all people want to talk about is this is what I was doing. This is what happened when I was
right.
when I watched the kick.
Right. And it's amazing. I'll never forget it. Forget it.
Absolutely.
It's and hopefully, you know, we've got a couple of more moments like that.
Yeah.
And look, you know, I've talked to a couple of fans who are upset that the Falcons lost the lead and everything, and I'm like, yeah, but look at how they've played in the last 5 years, really, when you look at it, in these close games. Like, if we were going to win a playoff game and get that playoff monkey off our back, wouldn't that be the way we'd do it?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
It wouldn't be, you know, some three-score blowout. It'd be something, you know, really exciting. And, you know, look, any one particular thing goes wrong during that whole sequence of events, and we're talking about something very different today. But
absolutely,
which makes me even more thankful that we are in this position right now. But you know, I feel like this team, you know, there's something special about it. There's something I can't explain it.
Oh, without a doubt,
I can't explain it.
I can't either. But you're right. It's just like that guy that AJ was talking about in the stands. For me, I really felt like these guys, we've seen, just like what the players said, and I almost feel like I'm taking words out of their mouth now, or just quoting them, but it's what I really felt like. I was, and I think I tweeted it before it happened, before the drive. It's like, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, we have seen this so many times.
And it felt so familiar.
Just, yeah.
And look at, like, just some of the improbable comebacks, even since 2010, since I've been here.
Right.
I mean, the last time we played San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, remember that.
Right.
And, we've talked about this before, but just all the improbable things that have occurred. And, you know, Matt Matt Ryan might be the most I've seen this written. He might be the most clutch quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, shout out to Knox Bardeen for writing that article.
It's tough to argue.
Yeah, I mean, what, the most fourth quarter comebacks?
I mean,
yeah.
AJ, this is NFC Championship week. We need you to talk into the microphone.
27 comebacks.
All right, thank you. Thanks for that stat check there. 27.
So 27.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel
27 of his what? 56, 57, 58 wins?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's crazy.
Holy cow is right.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Never really thought about it like
right.
that.
Right. And but I mean, it's so fitting to win that way, and I think to be a Falcons fan, you've got to have, like AJ said, you know, either good insurance or some aspirin with you at all time, because it's gonna be like that. And I see this game Sunday coming down like that too. I don't see being, you know, a blowout for either side. And I know what everybody's saying, and I know what the line is and all that stuff. I don't see it that way. I see it being a 1-2 point game again.
Right. Yeah. You know, the gate giveaway is our defibrillator paddles.
It should
right?
be, right? It should be. But, let's get into that.
Let's talk about this game, Jay.
That game a little bit. But let's talk about this game in our buy or sell segment. Let's get right into that. AJ, you lead us off here with our buy or sell?
All right, no problem. The first one, Colin Kaepernick's legs are more dangerous than his arm. Buy or sell that one.
It's tough to be... Tough to be definitive on this one because he's so dangerous with both. I think that's where he, with his legs, is where he can really, really hurt you. I think he can with his arm. He can make those passes. But when you get into a situation where you've got a quarterback who is suddenly taking off, it's not about formations or anything like that. It's all about or scheme or anything along those lines. It's about 11 guys trying to tackle that guy, and it becomes a very different game.
Kind of reminds you of Cam Newton a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that all week, is that he's a mix between Cam Newton and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's who Coach compared him to Cam yesterday.
And, you know, we've heard that he's closer to Cam Newton. So, I mean, let's not forget that the fact that, you know, the Falcons have some experience against these mobile quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
And have done pretty well against them. You know, the one loss to Carolina notwithstanding, I mean, not a bad showing from the Falcons this year with mobile quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
Are his legs more dangerous than his arm? I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this one because I think he's that dual threat quarterback. Because I think he can get it done in the pocket, but I think the Falcons are going to want to keep him in the pocket as opposed to let him run. So I'll go ahead and buy it and say that, that his legs are going to be more dangerous in this game.
I'll definitively buy it. I do believe his legs are more dangerous than his arm. For me, when I think about Colin Kaepernick, I can't get away from the fact, and it was the same for me last week with Russell Wilson, I can't get away from the fact that these guys are still young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And, they're playing out of their minds, and I think we're starting to see this new generation of quarterback come into the league, you know, where they're playing at a higher level, like a veteran level almost, much quicker earlier in their careers. But we've seen Kaepernick have some moments where, you know, he showed that he's a first-time starter. I just believe, for me personally, I think, you know, asking him to stand in the pocket, make decisions, read defenses, read a Mike Nolan defense all game long and make plays with his arms, it's going to be tough to do. I think he's going to want to run. So, and when he's running, I think he's extremely, extremely dangerous. So, yeah, I think his legs are more dangerous than his arm. I'll take, as we'll read here in a little bit on our keys to victory, but I'll take my chances with his arm.
Okay. All right, AJ.
All right. The Falcons found their run game last week, and it could be a repeat against the San Francisco 49ers this week.
I think for me it has to be a repeat. It has to. You have to come out and you've got to be able to run the ball. And you even wrote about it today just right. about how dangerous San Francisco becomes if they turn you into a one-dimensional football team. So the Falcons really have no choice. They have to establish the run. they definitely found it last week. I think it's just a little bit different, though. I think, you know, a lot of what we've heard all year is that, hey, we wanted to keep Michael Turner fresh for this time of year. And he is. And I think the Falcons have done a really good job of doing that, limiting his carries. You know, he's not going to be the 300 carry guy anymore. And we heard that from the outset.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Nuh-uh.
You know, but the carries he got on Sunday were extremely productive. And then you look at what Jaquizz Rodgers was able to do and supplement that production. And you look at that game and you're like, that's exactly what we want to get out of these two guys. And I think if they can repeat it and you can keep those drives going and keep the offense moving and get into scoring position and all that good stuff, I like your chances. So, you know, I'm going to buy that it can be repeated, but I think it has to be repeated.
Yeah, you know, you certainly have to buy that it can be repeated. I think, you know, and let's not forget the Seattle's run defense was ranked number 10 in the league, you know, coming into the game on last weekend. So, I mean, they're no slouches either. You know, San Francisco's number 4. They're kind of known for that, that stature, that shutdown run D. But, you know, I think the key to the Falcons' running game was not necessarily the yardage that they gained. It was 167, like you said, 98 for Michael Turner, 64 for Jaquizz Rodgers, 45 from that one amazing, unforgettable run.
Ridiculous.
Where he just ran all over people and just bounced around, and it was like a pinball.
Yeah.
I think it's the average per carry that those guys can get. Overall, combining all the rushing attempts, it was 6.4 for the Falcons. That was tied for the most they've had all season. I think if they can just gain chunks like that against these guys and win some of those, just you know, get a couple of big nice runs, I think they'll be just fine. But you're right, I think that's necessary. And they're going to try. I mean, I don't think they're going to shy away from the run at all. I think they're going to go in. We've seen them, you know, against tough run defenses all season. You know, they started off running the ball against the Giants. You know, the Saints weren't necessarily a great run defense, but I can remember just running all over them in the first quarter. And I think we're going to come out and we're going to see that same game plan again this week.
All right, AJ, take us home from buy or sell.
All right, no matter what the Falcons do in the playoffs, respect will only come to the this franchise with a Super Bowl win.
I'm going to sell that. I think that what the main hurdle that the Falcons and Matt Ryan in particular had to get over was that playoff win. Okay, and they've got that. And it wasn't the prettiest, and you know, it wasn't, I mean, we talked about it being an incredibly memorable moment, and it was. But, you know, you look at the first half and the way it was going, you thought that it would probably be a blowout for the Falcons going away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get why there's doubt this week, and I get why there are certain things being said about this particular matchup between San Francisco and the Falcons. But I don't see it being a product of disrespect. So, you know, I really don't think that this is a situation where the only way that they're going to get respect is with a Super Bowl win. I think that the expectation over the past couple of years is to get into the playoffs and then move in the playoffs, and they've done that. And obviously the expectation next is you know, to get that Super Bowl win, and something obviously everybody wants. But I don't see that as the only way that you're going to get respect. I think showing up in big-time games, and they did that last week.
You know what, Jay? I'm going to, at this point, based on what I've seen and heard, I'm going to buy the statement. If nothing else, I'll say I don't think respect comes to the Falcons unless they make it into the Super Bowl. I don't think anything that can happen to the Falcons on Sunday will gain them any more respect than they have right now. They picked up some respect, you know, some cred, I guess, over the weekend. But I just feel like at this point, people kind of feel like they had the Falcons pigeonholed as this team that plays close games, and you know, they can't dominate anyone. And for whatever reason, that's not enough. You know, 14 wins in a season or so far isn't enough. So I from what I've seen of the media and the way that I've seen the media cover the Falcons, yeah, I'm going to buy that statement.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree on that one. Let's get on to our Twitter keys to victory, and we're going to rank them here for you. And AJ, take it away.
All right, the first one comes from Bobby James 286. Most will say that to stop Kaepernick, but I believe the Falcons need to have the same run game as last week.
We're going to read them all off, or are we just going to rank that one?
Okay. Hey, I thought we was going to do something different. Okay, a better front seven but a weaker secondary than Seattle. Protect Mac Ryan in the end. We have even more points on board. That comes from Piscetti's. Yeah. No offense if I mispronounce your Twitter name. I'm sorry. And Clinton Brandon, keeping Kaepernick contained in the pocket. I'll take my chance with him beating us with his arm. Rank those guys.
All right. You know, I think Matt Moore had it right last week, and you just call out your top spot because for me, it's keeping Kaepernick contained in the pocket. I think that's number one over everything else. And you know, we've already talked about it, but he's just so dangerous in so many different ways. That if you limit some of the things that he's able to do, i.e. keep him in the pocket and keep him from running on you, I think it really greatens your chances of beating him. And so for me, you know, I like the idea of, you know, stopping the run game. Obviously, you have to stop Frank Gore, but I think Kaepernick's part of that. You know, you got to stop. If you're talking about the run game, Kaepernick is definitely part of that. And obviously, you know, protect Matt Ryan is certainly hugely important, and especially against a very good defensive front. But for me, Kaepernick, stopping him and keeping him in the pocket is huge.
That's your number one?
That's my number one over everything. I just ranked them all.
Okay, good.
That's Take cool. it away.
Yeah, number one over everything. You know what? I'll put the Falcons' offense up against any team in the league. Okay, I believe, you know, if they can do what they do well, they can outscore anybody, or they can at least score with anybody. You know, maybe they don't do it with the flash that Kaepernick did last week, and running all over the field, setting records and everything. But the Falcons set their own records. I'm gonna say my number one is the second one that we had here. The Falcons are facing a better front seven this week, but a weaker secondary. That's kind of beside the point, in my opinion. I just think protect Matt Ryan, and in the end, we'll have more points on the board. I'll put Matt Ryan and what he can do on offense, as long as he's protected and given an opportunity to do what he does. I think we can outscore anybody. You know, the defense, San Francisco's defense is tough, and I think that's the battle that we have to win. The Falcons have to win. They have to really overcome San Francisco's defense. The Falcons have shown, you know, they can play against those running quarterbacks, those guys that are super dangerous, dual threats. They can withstand, or they can take the blows of the yards, and they can keep guys out of the end zone. Fourth best scoring defense in the league this year. So I'm comfortable with how they can kind of handle some of what the 49ers are going to throw at them. So I'm going to say that's my number one, protect Matt Ryan. I really want to see the Falcons run the ball again. I think that's really important. I think that keeps them balanced, and a balanced attack against the 49ers could be a successful one. So I'm going to say that's number two. And number three, keeping Kaepernick contained in the pocket. Like I said, I'll take my chances with his arm as well. But he's going to have to make decisions. And until I see a guy consistently, kind of what people say about the Falcons this season, right? Until I see him consistently do this in the playoffs and win these games and come up big for his team, I'm just not going to be completely 100% sold on him. So I think he can be rattled. I think he can be beat. So that's my number three.
Okay. So we really disagree this week, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Can't be all sunny days.
Well, it's not. It's definitely not a sunny day as we're expecting snow here in the Atlanta area. But
it's just a little snow.
Yeah, hey, it is just a little
just
snow.
Just a tad.
All right, impact players.
Yeah.
What's the verdict?
Well,
Daniel wasn't here, so he got immunity.
But
so he's not going to get voted off the island this week.
I think in our own perspective way, last week, everybody did a decent job. Jay, you went with Julio Jones, 6 catches, 59 yards, and a huge INT. And I did Harry Douglas, in which majority of his major catch came in at the end of the game. So that was really big. And Matt, you know, he did good on his first radio show back. 5 tackles and 2 pass defense for Asante. So who do you think got it?
Okay, first of all, Matt chose 2 people. I was never allowed to do that, even though I collectively picked the offensive line one time.
You have to be hospitable to your guests, Daniel.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna kind of assume Matt's pick here.
Oh, okay.
Tony Gonzalez was his other pick. He picked Tony Gonzalez and Asante Samuel.
Yeah.
And Tony, as we all know, 6 catches, 51 yards, and that
amazing touchdown.
Twinkle toes. I mean, that was just ridiculous.
Don't call Tony Twinkle Toes. That would be bad. All right, so here we go. Who's leading it off?
NFC Championship week. I'm going to take this one.
All right, go ahead.
I got this under
go
control
ahead.
Here.
He's got it. He's thought about it.
Yeah, you know.
You've thought about this before, haven't you?
I've given it some thought.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kind of, you know, squirm a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and say Roddy White is my pick this week.
Okay.
And, you know, I think the Falcons are going to get some yards on the ground, and I know that's going to be one of their priorities. It's one of their musts, as Coach Smith says. And that's going to be tough, man. Tough sledding is another phrase that we hear from the Falcons a lot. It's going to be tough sledding on the run game on Sunday, but I think they're going to get some stuff that they need, like they have all season. They're going to get it when they need it. The Falcons are still going to win passing the ball. Like one of our Twitter keys to victory folks said earlier, maybe a questionable secondary. I mean, I don't think we would say they're questionable, but
2 Pro Bowl safeties? No, not questionable.
I'm talking about cornerbacks here. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, but secondary comprises.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that. I'm just. Roddy White's just a guy I'm always going to ride with, and I just feel like he's one of those guys that's going to come up when his team needs him. We've seen him do that before. This is the NFC Championship game, and I think the Falcons beat the 49ers through the air, and I think it starts with Roddy.
Hey, I'm with you there. He's not going to be my pick because I'm not gonna pick the same guy because it's against the rules. But
you going to Riverside me and go with Julio?
No. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with the guy. And I understand what the rules are here, but I'm going to go with a guy who's going to be giving him the ball all day long, and that's Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, do you want to know why?
Of course, Jay, of course.
As you sit there and
I was just thinking, you know, I don't know. I don't want to bash your pick, but Matt could be the guy every week. I mean,
look. You just made my point for me. He could be the guy every week, but he has to be the guy this week, okay? Has to be the guy this week because that's why Matt Ryan was drafted, is to be the guy in these situations. This exact week is what everything before this has been about. So he knows it. We know it. Fans know it. It's all on Matt. Not all on Matt, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying. A lot of it's on Matt. Matt's the leader. Matt's going to be the guy. That's what he was brought here for. So I say he steps up when the team needs him. And they need him this week. So for me, it's an easy pick. I'm going with Matt Ryan, impact player. Biggest impact out of anybody on the field. Follow that, AJ.
Yeah, AJ, I mean, you don't have – I don't know. I think this is a tough one for you this week, given that me and Jay just went and picked some really good guys.
Yeah, you did. I like the matchups, too, against Roddy and Dante Whitner, and that's a good matchup. Matty Ice, hey, Asante call him Matty Black Ice now. So Matty Black Ice.
Because you never see him coming.
You never see him coming. You don't see him. Can I have two people this week?
Oh, man.
Or collectively. Okay, I'm okay.
All right, go with two people.
Nah, I'm going to go with one. I'm
speak your mind.
I'm going to go with one. And then maybe y'all will understand why I'm going to go with it. Against the San Francisco's front four, our offensive line is going to have to have a big game.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I really want to go with, you know, my favorite school. My favorite guy, Tyson Klebo.
You're so biased.
But no, I'm not biased. But look, Justin Smith, I mean, he's not as healthy. I mean, granted, he's going to come back and play strong with that torn tricep in his arm. Same thing as Ray Lewis had. And that's why I want to go with that, because on that side, I think anything is possible. And if you look, that right side has been the strong side. Jaquizz Rodgers in just about every game has made big blocks coming from that side. So I really want Tyson Klebo to have a good game. And the other person that I was going to say was McClure, because look at their linebacker core. Like, mm-hmm. you have to have somebody solid in at their center position to make sure that nobody comes through there.
Yeah.
Nobody comes through there. So that's what I was going to say, you know, but since I can't have two, I just go with.
Since you can't have two, you're going to go with five.
No, I'm not going to go with five. I'm going to pick one out of those. And I'm going to say Ty McClure.
Okay.
I'm going to say Ty McClure.
All right. Big pick.
Props to Bud Duck. Yeah. I mean, you can't help but love that pick. That's a good pick. Job, AJ.
Very much so. All right. Well, you know, we work really hard around here. And so it's this time of year when we always say to our interns, hey, take a minute this week. Or Sunday, and I'm going to tell all of you to do the same thing. This doesn't happen all the time. Doesn't happen all the time. Okay, this is even for very storied franchises who have won the championships and all that. Still, not every year, you know, that you end up in a situation like this. Take a minute and take it all in.
Absolutely.
You know, take a minute and just kind of look around. If you're at the dome, and take that minute.
Yeah.
Take that moment to yourself and just think about it.
Yeah, just it's cool. Just appreciate it. You know, and you're right. You know, what I keep thinking about is the fact that you and I have been with the franchise for a little bit now, and last week was our first playoff win. So, you know, these are things that we you don't always get to experience. You know, win or loss, I think this coming Sunday, it's going to be one of those things that you kind of just want to appreciate, and because it doesn't happen every week, it doesn't happen every season.
Yeah,
you know, and just kind of let's that's what we've said all season. Let's enjoy the ride. Let's get to the playoffs and let's see what happens. And here we are, and let's just keep enjoying the ride.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yep.
All right, Falcons fans. Well, we will be back with another edition of the FalconCast podcast. Leaving us with a song.
A song today? Really?
Leaving us with a song.
Oh, man.
AJ.
I don't know too many songs.
The intern. But you were just singing. Like, before we started this, you were singing Up a Storm.
I know.
You don't know too many songs.
I don't know what to sing. See, ooh, Teddy P. Everybody love. Turn off the. Everybody know about the Teddy P. Turn them off. Teddy Pete, turn them off and light a candle. Hey, Falcon fan, make sure you get to the dome early, because I know for me, this is going to be a crazy game. This is going to be a crazy game. Y'all did good. The 12th man was up loud. You know, everybody's been talking about that in the locker room, and that is key. Make sure you bring it this game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fans did a fantastic job on Sunday against Seattle, and we need it again. So hopefully everybody is rested up. Go for No Voice Monday again.
Hey, No Voice. Hey, make sure you drink a whole lot of tea.
I want everybody to try for No Voice Tuesday, too. No Ooh. Voice Monday, No Voice Tuesday.
Hey, should we go for telling them to dance in the street, too? Like the song, Dancing in the Street? Hey. I think everybody should dance in the street after we win.
Yeah, they
something.
Did. They did.
And they did. And you're right, they did.
They did. I like it.
And especially, oh, right before we go, that Taco Mac, YouTube clip. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh my God.
Yeah. Check out my my blog on AtlantaFalcons.com if you want to see the video that AJ's referring to. But yeah.
They were throwing up napkins.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, I would, hey, if I would have been in there, I would have been like, throw up a wing. Throw up a wing so I can get it.
But you know what, AJ? You were inside the Georgia Dome, and there was nowhere better to be than that. So exactly. Absolutely. Definitely shout out to the fans. Amazing Georgia Dome experience on Sunday. And let's do that again.
Let's do it again.